在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long with a look at some of the stories happening now in the news on this Tuesday, November 10th. We have an update on a developing story out of Pine Plains, New York. At Stissing Mountain High School, about 2 hours north of New York City, a hostage situation there has ended peacefully. Police tell CNN that the gunman who held the school principal hostage in a single room of the school is now in custody and no one was injured. Today at Fort Hood, President Obama joins grieving families and a shaken community looking for answers to last week's deadly shooting spree. The president will meet privately with relatives of those who were killed. He will then attend a memorial service at the Army Post. At least 25 people are confirmed dead after a suspected suicide car bomber struck at a traffic circle outside Peshawar, Pakistan. At least 50 others were wounded. A police chief tells CNN he believes his convoy was the intended target. The impact of the blast destroyed several nearby buildings and vehicles. Ida came ashore near Mobile, Alabama this morning as a tropical storm and has now been downgraded to a tropical depression. Flooding rains are the big concern for the people in coastal areas and those well inland. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida declared states of emergency in advance of this storm. And it's a big day for gamers. The Call of Duty sequel, Modern Warfare 2, is out today. The game recreates a terrorist attack and a counterattack by a military force. Analysts say this video game could be the biggest seller of all time. That's what's happening right now for you at this hour. Do stay with CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.